Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show. I'm your host, as always, John Kuzma, where we talk about all the latest NFL news and action. Thank you guys for listening. We're going to get right to it today. Talk about the Miami Dolphins to start. Imagine if Nick Foles, Antonio Brown, and Le'Veon Bell all ended up in Miami. That would be a dream come true for the Dolphins. You're asking yourself if the Dolphins can afford all these players, and the answer is yes. It would take some cuts, but Miami could clear enough cap space to pay Nick Foles, Antonio Brown, and Le'Veon Bell $16 million apiece. It would start by releasing Ryan Tannehill, Robert Quinn, Andre Branch, and Devontae Parker in order to free up some funds. Obviously, losing those players will hurt to some degree, particularly on the defensive line. Although the guys that the Dolphins are getting in return would give their organization a chance to really make a splash. The hard sell would be getting everyone to play for $16 million, but Tom Brady has an annual salary of $15 million per year. So if Foles, Brown, and Bell want to compete, that's what they'll have to do. That's what they'll have to sign on for, but you have to believe they would. Forming a super team would be compelling to everyone, and remember, Brown is from South Florida, and Bell currently lives there. So Miami should call up the Pittsburgh Steelers and offer a second, third, and fourth in this draft for the 30-year-old Brown, and then ink Foles and Bell in free agency. Look, this is an all-in move, but it's definitely going to give their roster a boost. Nothing else has worked, and it's time that Chris Greer and the front office take some bold risks. The good news about all these moves is the Dolphins would still have a first-round pick in 2019, and then they would have all their picks next year. Ultimately, they'd have a 3 or 4 year window to at least make a run at a NFC or a AFC East title, excuse me. We know one thing, and that's how dynamic that trio of offensive players would be. It would be good for all their legacies, too. So Nick Foles and Le'Veon Bell are free agents. And Miami, Le'Veon Bell already said he wants to play for Miami. He lives there, spends his offseason. Or he lives there. I mean, not even just his offseason, because he had the whole year off this past year. But he actually resides in Miami, so he wants to stay there. Antonio Brown actually grew up in Miami, so it would be like going home for him. So I think those two guys, you know, you make the trade for Antonio Brown, you give up the second, the third, and the fourth. You get to retain your first, which is huge. You probably want to use it on the defensive line to pass things up there. And then next year you have all your draft picks. So it hurts you this year, but at least it doesn't handicap you in the future. And then as far as, you know, Foles goes, he's actually going to probably be the hardest sell because he can make more than $16 million. Even though Brown makes $17 million, Foles, his next contract could probably be over $20 million if a team really wants to open up the check for him, you know, the checkbook for him. So, you know, he's going to have to be sold a little bit on coming here as a package deal. Are going to Miami as a package deal. And I think he ultimately would because he made $12 million with the Eagles last year. And not only is he getting a $4 million raise, he's getting a starting job. And, oh, yeah, you're also getting Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown to help you revamp that offense. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better situation. Now, it is an all-in move in the sense that it kind of would – you know, drain all their cap space, and it would be all about these next 4 years. But nothing has worked for Miami, and even going, you know, the develop the young talent through the draft, and you know, and going that route, that hasn't worked for that team. So why not get some premier players, put as much talent on the field as you can, and actually give Brian Flores a chance to win? I think that would be ideal in Miami. So that's where Chris Greer in that front office, that's where their focus should be. And, you know, get it done. Get those three players down there, put Miami on the map, have a little bit of a swagger, and, you know, try to actually turn that program around, because the Patriots have dominated that division for so long, and someone has to step up and really battle it out with them. The next topic we have up is Richard Sherman is going to be another player who's on the bubble. The San Francisco 49ers could save a lot of money if they release the veteran corner. John Lynch signed Richard Sherman to a 3-year, $27 million contract last spring, but Lynch was smart enough to leave himself an out after 1 year. One look at that deal makes it clear that San Francisco should exercise that option, because if they don't, they'll take a cap hit of $19.8 million over the next 2 years. With Sherman failing to produce a single interception, it's clear that his age is starting to catch up to him. Lynch can finish off paying Sherman's initial $8 million, let him go, and only have $2 million in dead cap. That's $17 million in cash that can be used to get two or three good players. Why go with Sherman when you could sign Trey Boston, Morris Claiborne, and Bashaud Breeland, which would completely revamp their secondary? Not only that, but the 49ers could offer all three of those players more money than they made in 2018, just off what they would be paying Richard Sherman. Oh yeah, by the way, Boston and Claiborne and Breeland had 7 interceptions this season, and that's clearly where Lynch should turn all of his attention to. For Sherman, he's going to have to find another spot to play. Maybe if he's lucky, San Francisco will keep him around, but it's not very likely. So he could also hit the open market, and truthfully, there might not be a whole lot of suitors out there for him. You'd think that someone would give Sherman another opportunity, but he'll have to put together a strong performance to extend his career. It's not impossible, and if there's anything to be optimistic about, it's the fact that Sherman will have another year to recover from that Achilles tear. Sometimes when you're coming back from an injury like that, it takes 2 or 3 seasons to get back up to speed. The good news is veterans reinvigorate themselves all the time, and that's what Sherman's goal will have to be. So I think with this contract, like a lot of the other contracts I've been talking about recently, you know, Von Miller's, some of the other guys out there too, but Richard Sherman, he got a 3-year, $27 million deal, but you know, the 49ers can cut him and save $17 million over the next 2 years. You know, Sherman actually started the season off good in the sense that he was covering people pretty well, but he didn't record a single interception. You can tell that his production is a little bit it's off right now. It's slipping, and, you know, with him getting older, the injuries piling up, his best days are clearly in the rearview mirror. That's not anything personal against Richard Sherman. That's just the fact of the situation. You know, he's getting older. Players get older. They retire. They move on. Just the natural process. So Sherman, he'll probably be cut, and, you know, the 49ers can go and get 2 or 3 good players in their secondary. You know, some guys they should target: Trey Boston, Morris Claiborne, Bashaud Breeland. Like I said, those guys had 7 interceptions last year. And Sherman didn't have any. So you got to go with that group effort. And I think 3 good players is better than 1 aging player. Hopefully Richard Sherman gets on with someone else, joins another team, and, you know, can turn things around a little bit. You know, we saw Adrian Peterson sign with the Washington Redskins, have a good year, and now he's going to get another contract. So really, Sherman's going to find himself in a similar situation where he's not drawing as much interest, but if he does get another contract and he makes the most of it, he can probably just keep riding out on one-year deals as long as someone will have him, so to say. But it all starts with having 3 or 4 picks and showing that he can still be an asset for a team. Now, all that really means is you gotta cover people well, and you gotta force turnovers. You gotta play at a high level. So maybe San Francisco says, hey, we think that he is going to get up to speed after, you know, having another year under his belt from recovering from that ACL or that Achilles tear, and they just stick with him. Like I said, I think that's a long shot because there's just better options on the table. And if that's the case, Richard Sherman's going to have to find somewhere else to play. But a lot happening. I really like, you know, that proposal for Miami. I think Brown, Bell, and Foles, they need to seriously consider going down there. Foles will probably consider going to Jacksonville, maybe even New York. You hate to see him go to New York because, you know, he was an Eagle in that in division. But I think Jacksonville is going to make a push for him too. But like I said, if Le'Veon and Nick Foles can sign with Miami and then they can pull the trigger on that trade, you know, shipping out a second, a third, and a fourth, I think that would be the ideal route. And how exciting would it be to see the Miami Dolphins with that much talent on the field? And then that first-round pick, maybe you don't go defensive line. Maybe you continue to stack the offense. So just a lot you can do there. And then, you know, Richard Sherman, we wish you the best. Unfortunately, your contract doesn't suit the San Francisco 49ers very well. And it looks like you guys will probably end up going your separate ways. But, you know, it's not all bad if you're Richard Sherman. He has plenty of opportunities. He marketed himself very well. And he's always going to have a gig as an analyst or something after, maybe a coach, whatever he wants to do. So there's plenty of opportunities on the table. And it was still a very prolific career. Most people dream about having the career that Richard Sherman has had. So you have to tip your hat to him. He's, Super Bowl champion, one of the best in the business, one of the top corners we've seen before. So that's all I got today, though. Thank you guys for tuning in. Check out endzoneblog.com. I appreciate it. I'm signing off. Have a great day.